I apologize for Thursday. When the Levaya got to the Beis Olam, so they got there just as the workers took off for lunch. So the union of the cemetery workers is extremely rigid. So we had to wait about 45 minutes to an hour before we could proceed. Sorry about that. I know some of you prepared the Ramban, and they mentioned on they wanted to discuss on Thursday. So just to summarize it, just take a few minutes out. That the Ramban that I wanted to speak about was dealt with the question of how was Sarah aware of the Besura of Yitzchak or not. If you read the Parshas, so at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Avraham Avinu that he's going to have a son. Right? He'll have Yitzchak. He even tells him what the name's going to be. At the beginning of Parshas Vayera, when the Malachim tell Avraham Avinu, so Sarah hears the Malachim and Sarah is surprised. Right? And then she's criticized for laughing. So what happened? Sarah wasn't aware. Avraham got this great news that he's going to have a son, and he didn't tell Sarah. The fella, the Hamikdover, the Netziv says the Yevsha. The Netziv says impossible. It can't be that Avraham got this great news, going to have a son, and didn't tell his wife. Impossible. So the Netziv. And it says this further, because the Sarah's the name changed. So Avram didn't tell Sarah that she had a new name. So the Netziv writes, of course he told his wife. So the Netziv learns Pshat that Sarah was not surprised when the Malachim came. When the Malachim came and said, it was Sarah vain, so Sarah says, Achrei v'loisi o'isoli ednov adoniza came. So we usually interpret that to mean, most Rishonim say, Achrei v'loisi o'isoli edna. After I'm old and I'm withered, I'm going to become young and fresh again. Adoniza came, and he's also old, so it's not going to happen. That was her cynicism. So, and there are problems with that approach, because according to the Gemara, Sarah became a Nida. Right? Sarah Boyo. So why isn't she surprised he became a Nida? Right? In the end of last week's parsha, Rashi says also she became young again. Samigdova learns Pshat, Achrei v'loisiyo yisoli edna. Period. Not question mark. He says, I'm coming young again. V'ada Niza Cain, but he's still an old man. Right? It's not going to happen. That was, she didn't understand what's going on. She said, from my perspective, in other words, according to HaMikdov and Netziv, Avram had told her that she's going to have a child. Fine. And then she has Mamash Simonim. She becomes rejuvenated. She becomes, her body becomes younger. It's believable. But Avram isn't becoming younger. He still has wrinkles and he's bent over and he's an old man. So, the HaMikdov even says, Vaitri. HaMikdov says that Sarah understood that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to bring this nace about in as much a derech hateva as possible. Because why should Sarah have to get young? If a Sarah can get young, so an old lady can give birth to a child. No? It's the same non-nisim. So, HaMikdover says that Sarah understood that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make this b'derech hateva as much as possible. So she says, what's going on over here? He, my husband, is still getting old, and that's why he can answer another kasha. The Gemara says that that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that Sarah laughed, so Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham that she said, I'm too old, right? That's not what she said at the Nizal came. So that's what we learned in the Yisod, that Mutul Ishanos Avura Shalom. If Shalom Bayis, you can even say, black is white, white is black, you can not much say the opposite. So L'chayra, according to the Pshat, it's not so terrible. She said, I'm old and he's old. That's so terrible. As if she would have said, he's an old guy, how am I going to have children? Alright, that's terrible to say. But she's saying, I'm an old lady, he's an old man. So that's such a terrible thing. So according to the Amidah, it fits him beautifully. She said, I'm becoming young again. Kadosh Baruch Hu is rejuvenating me. She's having her needed, but Adonai Zokain. He's too old to have a child. So the Amik Dover explains the whole parsha that she thinks when these three malachim come, when these three old men come, so we're not sure what Sarah perceived it. So Amik Dover says that Sarah was aware of the nevuah, but she was very confused that to say it's going to happen next year. This is going to be a process of some long period of time. It's not going to happen in a year. That's the Amik Dover's pshat. But the Ramban learns the way we always learn. The Ramban says that apparently Avram did not tell Sarah. If you look at many of the Rishonim, you get the Torah Chaim, you see that the Chizkuni discusses this and the Radak discusses this. They all discuss how you're talking. So the Pashas is that Avram did not tell Sarah. Sarah was surprised at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. So the Ramban, this is one of the Mahalachim of the Ramban. Ramban is a wide-ranging parish. The Ramban will talk about Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Sod, and the Ramban will talk about very, very practical things. Right, he'll discuss how Avraham Avinu must have been chased out of Ur Kasdim and try to recreate the story, and he'll discuss things which are almost the Divrei Sod that we have with the rainbow. In fact, the Shavel writes that apparently in some of the first editions of the Ramban, it didn't say Perush HaRamban L'Chosh, it said Perushei HaRamban L'Torah. So he understood that to mean that the Ramban addressed many different levels. So here also, Ramban is very, very practical. How are you talking? So he says that it must be Avram did not tell Sarah. See, Achroinim, the Chasam Sefer asks, but it's still a problem, because does that mean that Avram didn't tell Sarah she had a new name? So when the Malachim came to Avram and they asked about Sarah and not Sarai, so didn't she find that strange? So Chasam Sofer says, if she couldn't tell the difference Sarai, Sarah, I don't think it's a strong kasha, because it could be that Sarai's name was changed. Does that mean the whole world knew about it already? Maybe it wasn't mid-par saying, but they didn't think it adds out yet that it's going to be in the color Sarah. That's a strong kasha. But the Ramban says, Hayitachin. So Ramban has two terutzim. One terutz is that Avraham Avinu got busy with the milah. Avraham was told by the Ribono Shel Olam he's going to have a child, and now do a bris on you and Yishmael. And then, so Avraham now had this great news to tell Sarah, but he had a mitzvah from the Ribono Shel Olam to do a bris. That's reason, Magdim and the mitzvahs. That's the whole Yisoid. He got so excited about the mitzvah, and he invested himself so much in the mitzvah, Afilo didn't have time to tell Sarah about the good news. That's a pella. But that's one idea that Ramban says. And the other idea that he says is that the Ramban expected, that Avraham Avinu expected a Kadosh Baruch Hu would tell Sarah himself. Avraham said, Kadosh Baruch Hu's megala to me directly, so my wife Sarah is even a greater neviyah. Kolma shetoyim Sarah tishba b'koyla. Tishba b'koyla. So Sarah is a greater neviyah. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell me, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell Sarah. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. But he didn't feel that a Sarah should get the news in any less of a manner in which Avraham got the news. So I suggest the following ha'ara in this Ramban. the ha'ara that I saw in the sefer of the sefer called Be'er Moshe. Be'er Moshe is a quite a large set of svarim written by Rav Epstein, who was known as the Ozhir Rav. I think he was in Lower East Side. I think he was in the previous door. So maybe it could be that some of your parents or grandparents will remember the Ozhir Rav. I met people who knew him. That's why I got the sefer. People were very impressed with him, so they wanted me to have the sefer. So in the Be'er Moshe, he makes the following comment. He says that when we said at the beginning of the parasha, Ulasara Vein, so the point was that the Malachim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, wanted Sora to feel that it's her son as much as it is Avraham's son. So I thought that might be the pshat in the Ramban. That if we imagine what would have happened, if it would have happened is Avraham gets a nevuah, you're going to have a son, it'll be from Sarah, and then do this milah, and then Avraham tells Sarah, look, I got this nevuah that we're going to have a son. But Sarah doesn't hear directly from the Rabbona Shlomo. So Sarah would always be, it would be natural for Sarah to feel that she's providing a son for Avraham Avinu. Right, that she is she's just the way of making sure Avram is another son. Maybe he's a better mother than Yishmael, the son with Sarah. But it'll always be that she's giving birth to Avram's child. So Ramban says Avram didn't want that. That's what I'm suggesting in the Ramban. Ramban understood that Avram said that he would like his wife to have a nevuah just like he had a nevuah. So that she will forever feel a little Sarah vein. Right? And the kachave, that Sarah took as great a responsibility, if not a greater responsibility, in her concern for Yitzchak, and maybe even Avram. Right? In the situations where it's Yishmael and Yitzchak, so Avram had two sons. Right? It's Bincha Yechidcha. He had two sons. And he was worried about both. And he would have liked not to have to throw out Yishmael. Sarah, if Sarah would have felt that she and Hagar providing two sons for Avram, and always looking at it from Avram's perspective, so maybe she would not have been stepped forward and insisted on the purity in raising Yitzchak. Who knows? Just to make the point. But you see that because Sarah took Yitzchak and felt that responsibility like any mother would feel. So therefore she sought through to make sure that Yitzchak was raised into a sense of purity. This is what I would suggest in this. If we would have spent a whole shiur, we would discuss a little more the other Rishonim. But that's what I thought is an interesting, two interesting auras of the Ramban. Ramban at the end of last week's parasha also points out, 2 weeks ago, the parasha of Lech Lecha, the age old question of why is Avram's laughing? Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts, and is even willing to name Yitzchak after that. And Sarah's laughing is seen as being cynical. So he points out that you look at the Targum, the different ways of laughing. A person can laugh out of simcha, a person can laugh out of derision. So that's apparently what happened. And the raya is the reaction of the Rabbanu Shlomo. But that the Ramban discussed at the end of last week's parsha, Shinui Lashon in the Targum. Okay, let's finish up the sugi of Haiman the Shodas Tichsel Asuna. All right, Amar Vacham Ravira Haiman the Shodas Tichsel Asuna Chai Mishum Vashel Pshita Maude Teimul Shiruri Monika Michvin Kamash Melon the Mir Pirav of Hanar Kam. So we pointed out on Wednesday that we see from this Gemara, right, from the Havim of the Maskana. We see from this Gemara, what we conclude from the Gemara is Machlokes, first of all, Rambam Rishonim. Right? All Rishonim say that what you see from this Gemara is the essential part of Bishul is softening something. And from Rambam, Lav Davka, the essential aspect of Bishul is changing the form. How do we see that? because the Pashas HaGemara is Haiman is Kamashon Demir Pirafi Vahadar Komet. Demir Pirafi Vahadar Komet. Right, so the important part is the Mir Perafi. Rashi stresses that. Alidei Chum Ha'ur, v'amayim shebesoyche yoytzen, v'liach ha'shayotzen v'imav komit miskashe, v'chirot v'bereshe, ha've bishulei. That's the bishul. And Rama apparently learned, and then we see from Reino Chanano. Rama apparently learned, Kamashum de Mir Pirafi, that you have to realize that when you put it into the oven, it's still soft. Vilhodar Komet, and then it becomes hard. So either the softening, as is understood by the Havamina, or the hardening. That's from Rechananel's Pshat. So that's the Rambam says either way, that Bishul is defined as changing the state al Yedei Ha'ur. And therefore, that was our first one of our hours on Wednesday. So, and Rashi apparently learns that it is the softening of something. So we were grappling as to where does this machlekes come from? Where is it going? So we suggested the following. We suggested that in Rashi we will have to say that bishul is different for food items and for kalim. Because when it comes to food, the Gemara says later on that hadachosans we bishulon, that pouring water over fish, that was the way in which they became edible. Hadachosans we bishulon, that was the achana for achila. The kulius ispinin, kuf memheimed base. Yit Hashem will do the malach of Bishul, so Kuf Memeimed Beis is going to be one of the essential Mishnayos. So Kulius Ispinen, shame dog, shayich l'noisei machmas malchoy, eat it because it's so by its saltiness. Ayidei adocha v'chamin, v'anach afilu adocha nami, loy, shezeu gemar melachnen v'avei bishul. With the lush in the Mishnah, Kulius Ispinen at shadachosan zui gemar melachnen. What does it mean zui gemar melachnen? What's gemar melachnen? This is what you do to make you ready to eat. You have it? The Mishnah, Kuf Memeim and Beis. The last line, Kuf Memeim and Beis. The Mishnah. Kul Yisa Isminen. I had the occasion to give Rav Shechter a ride last week, so we were discussing this. So he thought also the Dover Poshut that one defines Bishul differently for food than one defines it for Ochel. So he didn't like this Raya. It's not a raya brew because he says because maybe the fish get soft when you pour water over them. Right? But I thought the lashon zui gemar melachton. Right? Then maybe you could say that the bishul is softening al yedei ha'ur mipirafi. So he thought it was a davar poshut to say that we're machalik between food items and non-food items and kalim. And lechori this lashon supports what I'm saying. Shizui gemar malachtan. Rashi doesn't say shizui rifuyon. The Mishnah doesn't say zui rifuyon. This is how you soften them. Zui gemar malachtan. This is what makes it edible. Right? So when it comes to oichlin, what makes it edible, that's bishul. When it comes to kalim, zui gemar malachtan is a makiv patish. Right? So when it comes to kalim, it's a different definition. Bishul is changing, according to Rashi, it's softening up, and according to Rambam, it's changing the state. to Nosson asked me last week, said, maybe, how do we know what happens inside the oven? Maybe every food, maybe even bread, becomes softer first. So I mentioned that when I was looking over the weekend, I was looking very swarm, so I haven't had a chance to pull it out yet, but the Sholem Meshev discusses that in the Kudah. I saw in the Frankel Ram at the back, he has a Sa'orah, he says, I am the Sholem Meshev Chelik, I'll look at the Simon, I'll have to look it up and see what it says. But again, what we're saying right now is based on the Gemara, so according to Rashi, Bishol in food is when bringing it to the fire, makes it edible. And that'll be the shear later on. Right? The shear later on will be machl ben rasoi. Because that's the minimal level of making it edible. Mashena came when it comes to kalim. So the Gemara says it's not the Gemara malacha bechlal. It's the refoy which is before the yibush. That makes this maisa bishul. So certainly not the Gemara Malach. If you pull this keli out when it softens up, right, then you're not going to be able to use the keli, but it's going to be bishul, according to Rashi. And according to Rambam, so bishul and kelim is a change of state of some sort, changing it, either making it harder or softer, either one, adideho or. Alright, so that's what we pointed as a machlekes through Rambam and Neroiv Rishonim. Let me just be Mosif now, the Egli Tal. It seems from the Egli Tal. You know, you can't be Medayik and Achroinim. Even the Egli Tal. He would say you could, I'm not sure. But, still we're not Medayik and Achroinim. So please look at this carefully when you have a chance. It's Mlecha Sa'oifa Simen Tes. Simen Tes, yeah. Lechem. When I say Simen Tes, I mean the Os Tes in the Arichos, not the Os in the Kitzur. And if you have a chance, look at. I'll discuss in a moment. Let's see what the Yud Yud Aleph. Trying to become as familiar as possible over the year with the Egli Tal and the Ebenezer and the Minchas Chinuch Masech HaShabbos. So the But you'll see also that if you look at it now, it'll take you a long time to cut through a piece. You look at it in another month or two, when we see more and more of Shabbos, you'll see them to cut through these Sorim with much greater ease. Once you're in the, you know more of the, also now you're ready, you'll be able to cut through this text. You've seen the Ram, you've seen the Rashi, you've seen the Rishonim. They move very quickly. In any event, so it seems to me from the Letal, that he emphasizes the exchange of water. So it's always bothered me. This is Rashi. Rashi says, he gives us the science of here. The mirpa rafi al yidei chumor becomes soft because of the heat of the fire. And then Rashi's ma'arech gives us a science lesson. V'amayim shebeseicha yoytzin, and the water leaves. Uliachar sheyotzo, and after the water leaves, and after the water leaves, it dries up and becomes hard. So it's also wondering why Rashi is Marach over here to teach us this issue of the water. I'll assume, okay, Rashi wants to understand the science of it. To understand why it gets soft, why it gets soured. It seems to me from the Egli Tal that he's assuming that this exchange of water is Yesaitis thing. You assume so also? Oh yeah? But he goes to Reim, and then who says in Rashi? Yeah? Good? So that'd be Meduik in this Rashi. Why is that so important? Because what is, in all of halacha, what defines bishul? Bishul as opposed to tzali, and as opposed to oife. What is the definitive aspect of bishul? No? And how do you cook with water? In other words, how does Bishul work as opposed to Tzli? Bishul is cooking, the water becomes part of the medium. Becomes part of it, that's, Bishul becomes the water is the mevashel, the liquid is the mevashel. Tzli, it's the fire which is cooking. Right? If you roast, if you grill something. So the fire is acting directly on the meat, and maybe drawing out some of the juices, drying it up. But when you, why does the meat look different in a stew than it looks in a grill? Because one is cooked directly at the oven, and one is via water. So what does water do? Water is machnes u'moitzi. Right? Water is what is brings in some of its own ingredients, and then the meat is spoiling. That's why when you have to kasher something, so if it became treif al yedei tzli, then you're kashering it al yedei ha'or, right? Kibbola kachpolta. But if it became treif via bishul, you need water to be poileted. So that those are two different forms of two different ways in which fire has an impact. So in the Gemara says that we're choosing Bishul over Afiyah for the Ov. So those are two different processes. So the Gemara, and that's how it works. You can't, apparently you cannot make Samamanim by the Afiyah. Samamanim comes by putting spices and water and having the exchange of the spices and the water. So the Gemara says, so Rashi saying that you should understand that Nir Pirapi, right, it's not, the point is not that this is Bishul not Afiyah. I don't think that's the point. But the point is to say that this is a classic form of Bishul. The Nir Pirapi al Yidei Chumaur, the Amayim Shebeseicha Yoitzin, Uliacha Sheyotzu Meimav. We're done with Bishul. No, Komet, it becomes dry because there's no water there. But it's Davka, the movement of the water, which makes us a form of Bishul. That's the part of the Kamashmala. The reason why I think this Elital's Pshat, because Elital suggests that the machlokes Rashi Rambam is a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, whether in Mishkan and in Mikdash, whether the burning off of that which was on the mizbeach, the ivarim ufdarim, is that bishul, is that havara? So according to Rishalmi, that's bishul. So the Lital explains, along with Shitas Rashi, calls ban shel achluches u'mevaser yefsha sheyisrei, that when you have food on the mizbeach and you want to burn off the food on the mizbeach, so then what you're doing is you're trying to press out the water from the pieces of meat so that that'll burn. So that's why it's called Bishul. And the Rambam says it's Havara because what you want ultimately is that they should become entirely consumed. Therefore he sees it as a form of Havara, not a form of Bishul. According to Rashi, you are focused on this process of moving water around. And according to Rambam, if it ultimately doesn't move it to a state that you're interested in, so then that's called that would not be called Bishul, called Havara. All right. So again, so we'll just go to be clear what we're saying over here. We first pointed out that there's a machlekes Rambam and Rav Yishayna, that the Rambam understands that the definition, or that maybe not the definition, but the indicative of Bishul, certainly when it comes to kalim, is the changing of the state of something. Soft to hard, hard to soft, ayideh or. According to Rashi, we're suggesting that we will define Bishul differently, whether it's in Kalim or whether it's in Oichlin. This may be true for Rambam as well. Bishul in non-Ochlim will be defined by, this is the Nakuda that we just focused on. You either could say it'll be fine by softening something up, or Tal, and apparently things for Shabbos and in the Reim, that you'll define Bishul by the impacting on the water on Yedei Ha'or. I can impact on the water, I can cook up the water of an object. So when I do that in a keli, that's Bishul. Drying an object out on Yedei Ha'or per se, that may not be Bishul. And that's what Rashi would be saying over here. Now, according to the Ochlin, Bishul will be defined as Achonas Ochlin Yedei Ha'or. But when we move to a keli, so then we have to define, we can't say it in the same way. Not Achonas Ochlin Yedei Ha'or. It's not Gemar Bishulon, that's not Gemar Patish. So Bishul and Kalim has to be defined differently. So Bishul and Kalim is defined by the process. What is what's the process exactly? Either changing the object, or conceivably it is the exact same process that goes on in Oichlin but transferred to Kalim. And then we have to focus on the water. It's a slight nuance of a difference. Alright? Good. Then we also said on Wednesday, Machlokes Rishonim, as to what exactly is the Chiddush over here. So according to Rashi and Rambam, now we look at it a little bit. According to Rashi and Rambam, we regroup Rishonim. According to Rashi and Rambam, the Chiddush is going to be how to define Bishul in non-food activities, non-food items. The Chiddush, according to the Ramban and the Ritva, right, is going to be that in the Malach itself, we do say that L'chuli Alma, we apply the concept of Psik Reisha. The concept of Psik Reisha is that if things have to happen by themselves, if things are happening, we have to take them seriously, to put it in very broad and non-Lumdisha terms. Right? If something's for sure happening, right, if you put in Lundisha terms, it means if something's for sure happening, it becomes miskaven. That's how the Elital would say it. That's how Yisrael Mishonim will say it. Alright? If something's for sure going to happen, then it's part of the Maisa. That's the idea of Psik Reisha. So that we'll discuss. We do Psik Reisha. Does Psik Reisha mean it's one Maisa? It means it's part of my Kavana. Elital seems to hold it's part of one's Kavana. It's from the Shoinus, you see that. So what we're saying over here is that the Psik Reisha, when we get to in Ritz Hashem and Ayin Dehem and Aleph, that's going to be discussing two different activities. Opening the fridge door and the light goes on. Right? Now we're discussing one activity, the activity of Bishul itself, the activity of heating something up. So I want it to become hard. On the way it has to become soft. But it's one process. It's not that I'm putting, no one, you'd never say I'm putting my piece of pottery in the kiln so that at first it becomes soft and then it should become hard. No, you say I'm putting it in, it should become hard. That it becomes soft on the way. That's not that. Not even be aware of it. So the Ramban spells it out, and I believe the Ritva says the same thing, that the Gemara is pointing out over here that if there's one process and part of that process has to be Bishul, even though I may be clueless about it, but it's there. So then that's called Bishul. That's called Bishul. One of the issues on the Al Shulchan Malachim right now, this is an aside, just an idea to think about. Al Shulchan Malachim right now, the issue is the issue of the Kupa pods and the New York drinking water. So we discussed, I think we mentioned earlier, this Machlekes. Opposed him, whether microscopic issues that you are aware of have any impact on Al Pidin. Right? If you're microscopic, issue that you can only become aware of through microscopy, that everybody's masking is not an issue. But microscopic issues which you can become aware of through macroscopic ideas, is that an issue or not? So it's interesting that this Rashi is saying the following. We are totally unaware of what happens to this keli inside the kiln. Right? We put it in the kiln, close the door, and it comes out hard. So Rashi says, what the Gemara is pointing out of here is that Chazal are telling you it becomes soft in the middle. The water evaporates in the middle. So I was wondering whether this is an indication that Rashi may hold that if I have a yediyah, so even if the yediyah is on the microscopic level, but if it's the yediyah, I have to be, you take it seriously. Tzarachim. That's also bothers from the Kuda and Rashi. And in the Shana Gemara.
It's not microscopic. If you open up the oven in the middle,
you might see steam.
You could be.
What was that?
You see it soft. If you open it up in the middle.
Yeah, but the way Rashi says it, the water could be. I'm just suggesting it. That could be. But if you focus on the water, so I'm assuming the drying of the water. I'm assuming that it's but tzarachim. All right, then to get back to Anukuda. So what we're saying over here. So that is Rashi and Rambam on one hand versus Ramban on the other hand. All right, according to Rashi and Rambam, secretions of a chol on an issue over here. We're not talking about that. Becomes soft. That's Bishul. According to Ramban and Ritva, the chiddush of here is that this has a keilu din of secretion. And then finally, we said what's the traces of kasha that all the Rishonim ask as well. But when it comes to Bishul Akum, so there the Gemara says this is not Bishul. So Rashi said in Avodah Zarah that Bishul Akum is Bishul Kalim is not Bishul Agave Bishul Akum. So he explained that on Wednesday. And that would fit into what we're saying, that the different Bishul defined separately. And according to the other Rishonim, so we would say that Chazal, the Elital says it, is that Chazal did not impose the din of psik reish l'gave bishul akum. Or the way that I tell another suggestion that toldos don't apply to toldos and mevashel don't apply to bishul akum. But either way you say it, the point is that the point that we made before Yom Tov, based on the Tosfos and Bechoros, right, of Chochem and Aleph. That the whole concept of looking at a melacha, of looking at a din and defining the tayelas, that's unique to Shabbos. When Chazal was discussing Bishul Akum, they weren't looking at Bishul, they weren't looking at Ovis and Toldois, they weren't looking at defining the essence of Bishul, whether it's a transfer of water, whether it's hardening. They were looking at what people call cooking. That's a din. That's a Chazal made the din derabbanan of Bishul Akum. So there's no reason to transfer our Gemara to Avodah Zarah. And there's no reason for Bishul Kalim. Of course, you have to discuss in the context of Shabbos, because when you look at the essence of Bishul, it goes beyond the Eichlin. When you go back to Mishkan, so there's Bishul Agave Kalim. That's some among them. Mashenik in Bishul Akum, unrelated to Kalim. So that's what we pointed out on Wednesday. And then let's look at the Rambam quickly, finish this up. Rambam Perek Tes. Perek Tes Aloch Aleph, and Rabbi Shefter thought that this shows that the Rambam looks at, breaks Bishul up into three kinds of Bishul. Ha'oifah ki gregor is chayiv, echad ha'oifah is a pas, ha'yim evash is a machol, ha'yish is a mamonim, ha'yish is a mechamim is a maim, ha'kol yin echadu. So he thought that there's bishul on oichlin, bishul on some mamonim, and bishul on water. And the shiurim are different. Ha'oifah ki gregor is, ha'machamim is a maim ki de'lefaz ve'ever katon, and shir mevashal samimonim kedei shehiu ru'uyin ledavar shemevashlin oison loy, that they fulfill their purpose. In other words, when you define bishul samimonim, so what's the shir? She said, well, it depends on what you're doing over here. In other words, if you're baking food, so Gregor is the shir of food. If you're boiling up water, rechitz ever katan. But if you're baking a keli, putting the keli in the kiln, so if a gregoris of the keli becomes soft and hard, know what do you have? You're baking a big pot, so we're not going to say that the shear is based on anything but what makes sense the gabe of this pot. This pot has to become a certain degree of dryness and heat and hardness before it becomes usable. So now let's look at the halacha vav. Hametich echad mimini matches kolshu. A mechames a matches that shetase gachelas a rei zet toldas mevasha. Right? Why is it a told and not an of? Heating up metal till it becomes a coal. Ashetasek achelas. Harei ze told us mevasha. Why is it a told of? Why not an of? No, what would you say? What's that? No, that make it drabonim. This is all day raisa. Told us all day raisa. So you have to look at the no, the nifal and pu. What would you say? The nifal's different. It's not food b'chlal. How about the pu'ula though? The nifal alone would make it still an of. It has to be nifal and pu'ula. Huh? But it could be oifah. I don't think water would, because oifah doesn't use water. Go ahead, Nelson.
What about what?
Just that's right, that's the Sachatra deals with that. But Nelson's pointing out, if you read on, V'cheina memas meses adonig oyes ha-chelev oyes ha-zefes va-koyfe va-gofes gitzim ha-reize told us mevashal chayev, right? Melting any kind of solid. V'cheina mevashal kli adomo ad shiyasu cheres chayev mishu mevashal. So what happened? Let's look at the word told us. So the Sochet Shomer writes, he had this in Elital and he had this in Avnei Nezer. That he got, somebody wrote a letter to him about this issue. So at first he said, you know, that you cannot be Medayik in the Mishums of the Rambam. In this area. Because he shows you that the Mishum sometimes means told us and means in of. But he said, in this halacha, you have to Medayik in the Mishum. But Nelson was saying, how can you not be Medayik? He says, I raise it, told us the Vashel. Hareze told us mevashel. So now he's switching and says, Chayev mishum mevashel, it can't be a tolda. Why would he change the lashon? He's forcing it to be medayik over here. So it's a little bit strange. What's strange about this line in the Rambam? Sarachina, with this line in the Rambam, no? When? V'chein. Apella. If we're being medayik correctly, so it means the Rambam defines two toldas, right? And then it says v'chein hamavashal kliyadoma achiyasu cheres. That's an of. That's a pella. Tolda v'chein. No. Kilole shaldover bein sherifa guf kosha bo'esh oishehik shal guf rach. Hareiz a chayav mishum mevashel. So the Rambam has melting down metal. Right? Or mechames amatches, or heating up metal till it becomes a coal. Right? In other words, you can be over on bishul deiraisa and matches in two ways. Melting it, soldering, or making it hot till it becomes a coal. Right, by the way, there's a famous Ram Ishuvi, which the Achronim point out, the Rabbi points out already, in Shabbos, very first halacha of Perek Yud Beis. The last line of Yud Beis Aleph, Havara. The last line of Yud Beis Aleph. So he says, "Hamechamem es habarzel kidei letzorfoi b'mayim." You heat it up in order to be able to shape it. Hareze told us mavir. That's havara. So they're arriving in the middle of the first hasaga. Amar avom hamechamem es habarzel letzorfoi b'mayim. Einay mechabe abulu makev epatish. Is that the wrong Rambam? I'm sorry. It's the wrong Rambam. The first one, sorry. It's the first arrival. Cost of arrival. Veloma loy mishum ivashel. Kemay sich salah sunnah, the mir pir rabbi v'hoder komit. So Magid Mishnah is chai for both. It's also a little bit of a pella. Why the Rambam doesn't record it, you're chai for both. Ha-mechamim sevarzal kedei letzorfoi. So that's mavir. If you're mechamim barzel, Achitase gacheles, it's mevashel. Or ametich, or you're melting it down. Hamacham kedelet sorfoi, hareza mavir. No?
You don't have the kavona to do anything but the sorfoi
of mine.
So.
No, go ahead. How's the kavona different?
Because the kavona, by the cold, you're not melting either. You're taking a piece of metal and you're heating it up in order to use it as a coal.
Okay.
So there, it's the metal itself that you need. By the case on your base, so you're taking the same piece of metal, you're heating it up, but it has nothing to do with the coal, it has to do with the water.
What do you need to do with the water? You go to mitzarf it, you want to shape it, but when you cool it off. Well, you want to strengthen it.
What's kidei letzarfo l'mayim?
It means to strengthen or to shape it. Here, mahar means to strengthen. Letzarfo means to strengthen it, probably. But the kavana seems to be the issue, because if it's extended the Magid Mishnah, yichayev both. Yichayev is the easy way out. Yichayev for two. The Ravid didn't seem to understand the Rambam that way. After all, we're defining here, it becomes a told of mavir. So lechera, why shouldn't it be an of mevashel? I don't know if it can be an of mevashel and told of mavir at the same time. That's the problem. So that's an old issue. I think what Ovi is saying is correct. It has something to do with the kavana. But what do you do with the Pshat Rambam Tes Vav? Perek Tes Lach Vav. Told and then of. No, go ahead, Moshe. Right. So that could be. Good. So then again, so look inside. Hamatzich Echad Mimini Matchis. You're melting it down. Right? Oh, Shetasek Acheles. Or, there's something, you're changing some aspect of the metal itself. If I heat up my piece of metal so that it's now hot and I can use some other process, I can do something else with it, maybe that's mavir. But if the heating per se delivers the change of state that I want, Right? That's what Ovi is saying in terms of kavana. When it comes to havara, there I'm heating this up so that it'll be in a certain state, which will be important for me for something else. Kidei letzoyf ebamayim. Right? Over here, I'm heating it up so it becomes soft. I want to melt it down. I want to take gold and melt it down into a big pot of gold. Bishul. I want to take metal and make it hot, like the filament in an incandescent light. That's why in Shabbos we're always distinguishing between an incandescent light and a fluorescent and now LEDs, because this incandescent is a melachah de'oraisa of Bishul according to Rambam. Either Bishul or Avara. Because the point of an incandescent bulb is to send electrons through this, that tiny filament, and it's so thin that it becomes so hot it begins to glow. Mashenei kein fluorescent, you're sending a gas through so that it bounces off. It's a different kind of different issue. Right? Incandescent for all halachas. For bracha ladlik ner, it's shayach to say shayach, and it's machlokes apoiskim. Nobody would say ladlik ner in a fluorescent or an LED, but incandescent could be an iser deraisa, right?
No one would do that, even a b'shas atzah.
But make a say borim or borei, was that ladlik on incandescent?
No,
I don't think so.
Fluorescent.
A fluorescent, I don't think so.
Even if it was a Friday afternoon and that's all you had?
You still light it. You've been kind of you still light it.
You
would say the bracha.
Incandescent
is machlokes apoiskim and yisdaita, you could still light nesher Shabbos. It's a different issue. Whether ner means you have to have the source of your fuel right there or not. But it's a classic ner. Your fuel, your electrons are making it something glow. So that's shayach, it's in the ballpark. Huh?
So the Rebbe would say that's
Nair,
and then we could say a
bracha on it. And he is 90, then you could make a bracha on it. It's called Nair.
Bachat Chila? You mean that a woman could light, instead of lighting Shabbos candles, could light two incandescent bulbs? No fire?
No, Bachat Chila goes against the Minhag Yisrael, but there's a person in the hospital room or something, and they're not going to let her light, so then Bachat Chila should light with a bracha. Alright? And if they're coming back to this again, so this Rambam, it's getting late, this Rambam. Perik Aleph Vav. Hamatchis is many matchis. Kol shus a mechamim is a matchis. Ad shetasek achelas. So in either one, that's a told of mevasha. It's a told of mevasha. So in nifal, it's different. That it's not. It's not food, but that's not so easy to say. Some amonim are also not food, and some amonim al chayren of. Not a told of. I call it Echad Rambam writes. Hamacham is a donag. A person melts. Melting anything is a told of mevashel. What is the of? Hamevashel kli adoma ad shiyas acheres. Kelolei shel domer. Bein sherifa guf kosher. Bo'esh. Well, another pella in the Rambam. That's not a pella. It's something to think about. The Rambam flips the order of our sugya. Right, what's the next line in the sugya? The next line is Omer Rabba Bar Avuna, Haiman de Irtach Kuf Rachai Mishum Mevashel Pshita. Now the tema came in Hoder Vikushe, a Maloi Kom Mash Malon. Person melts tar on Shabbos, boils up tar on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what is the Chiddush? Of course. Why shouldn't melting tar be also? The Gemara says, no, it's going to become hard again. Now what's the Kamash Malon? So what's the Chiddush? Go ahead, Daniel. So what's the Chiddush? See, the Chiddush thing is the Dervish and Miskayim. The Bishul is not Miskayim, you're saying. That's one way to put it, okay? Correct, correct, correct. What's another way to put it? Do you really think it's shleim miskayim? I don't know. Shleim miskayim means that my knot's gonna unravel. Shleim miskayim means that I put a shovel into beach sand and I pull it out. So the moment I make my hole, it caves in. Shleim miskayim is I write something and it evaporates. Do you think this is shleim miskayim? What would you say? Could be like that. It could be that what the Gemara is saying over here is this is not a Darush in Miskayim. Darush in Miskayim means after a while there's no impact. This has a tremendous impact. That's what I want the tar to get hard again. I have a hole. I have a pothole. What do I want? I want to soften up my tar. If my tar stays soft, who needs it? That's not what I want. I want something that will become soft and become hard again. That's the whole point of making it, of being mevashel. The chiddush of the Gemara over here is Lania's diet is not the classic dovish in the miskayim. The chiddush of the Gemara is that bishul includes a temporary state. If that temporary state is what serves me, so that's what I want. My kavanah is I want that temporary state. If it wouldn't be a temporary state, it would be useless for me. Right, so the chiddush of here is that this is not, you're saying it's correct. But the point of the Gemara is it's not Dovash in the Miskayim. Dovash in the Miskayim is still a Drabbanon. And you shouldn't say, what Daniel's saying is correct, but you have to say it properly. We're not saying the chiddush of here is that Dovash in the Miskayim is Chayav in Bishul. That's a discussion later on, that's Bishul Balach. We'll discuss that. Is this Bishulach or Bishul in water? That's not this Gemara. This Gemara is pointing out to you that a dover she'ena miskayim in Bishul is evaluated differently. Maybe in any malacha. If in its short period of time in which the malacha has its impact, it serves the purpose it's supposed to serve, that's not ena miskayim. That's what we're saying. Ena miskayim means you wrote and the writing evaporated. So that's going to be a big machlokes in Bishul Mayim. Bishul pure water, everybody, that'll be a big machlokes. Making soup. Is there Bishulach or Bishul in soup? Right? In other words, there, the making of the soup had a tremendous impact. We'll discuss that, but you see from this Gemara, I think that's clear from this Gemara. It is Ein HaMiskayim, but that's all you want. It's Davka what you want. Oh, now look at the Rambam. Hamatich ech mini matchis kol shu. If a person heats up metal, hamachamis matchis kedei shetasek acheles, so she become a coal. Hareza told us mevashel. Lechayra, these are all temporary states. Melting down the matchis. And similarly, making a coal. V'chein ha-memaseh sadonik osa chaylev always ha-zefes va-koyfer, our second Gemara. That's v'chein uki yaitzi behem ha-reza told him v'ashal v'chayev. These are all cases where I want the temporary state because it'll give me a permanent solution. Hareza told us mevasha. Right? That's not the same pu'ulas bishul. Pu'ulas bishul is that I want my meat to be roasted. I want my bread to be baked. Right? The pu'ula is the final pu'ula. Right? This is a case where the pu'ulas, I want a temporary state, but it'll have a lasting impact. V'chein ha-mevashu kli'adoma, and similarly, if I cook a keli ad shiyas acheres, so in that case, I'm cooking the final state that I want. So the v'chein has to be something along the lines, it's a keli. But over here, this is mevashel gufa. This is not a total mevashel. This is mamish like cooking a potato. There aren't two states, right? Because Ram doesn't learn Pshat came in the rough and mirror. If it's one state, it was soft initially, and Mahid is making it hard. So that's what the Rambam would say. Three Nukudas over here. Nukuda number one is that this is different than Havara because we look at the Kavana. Kavana of Bishul is an important part in Bishul. If it's Kedei Letzorfoi, if it's that I'm making it hot and my because I want some other process, that's Havara. But if I want it hot and that and then it'll complete itself Memela, that's Bishul. That's one possible Ara. You can take it or leave it. Magid Mishnah is against this. Magid Mishnah says that no, it's chayav for both. That's the easy way out. Not a problem. Second aura is why is Nosson's aura? Why is this? Why does the Rambam first introduce told us and then the of? The Rambam wants us to understand the of is if you want the final state that's being provided. The tolda is I want the temporary state for a permanent solution. And the third aura this fits in beautifully with the shear of Samin Monim. When it comes to shear, there's an araya. Not araya, just a consistency. Right? It's consistent with the shear. The shear of Kaylee is that it provided what you wanted it to provide. Right? Not araya, bachlal, but it's consistent with this Mahalach and Rambam. No, Daniel? Okay, if you wouldn't have quoted Lecha Mishnah, so I would say, but the Rambam tells you that making it soft is the Bishul.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. I'll have to look at it. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll have to look it up. I'll have to see. But I thought the Pashtus is that is the Bishul. My Gemara. Okay. I'll have to check it out. I'm sorry. I'll have to check it out. I understand. That's what I would have thought. We'll have to check it out. No. It's gonna go out. Very short matter. How long will it stay? How bit hot? No, but it'll blow for a short period of time. No. Mazel tov to Ariel. Became a chosen last Thursday. Mazel tov. Have a record. 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The box.